Cause I wanna lock you, but they lock me out. They've been keeping me from feeling like myself. I get so cold. There's tears in my eyes.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
The Say Magazine Studios in Bradenton, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay from the Ho-Chunk Nation. On today's special edition of Indigenous in Music, we pay tribute to the late Tom B., founder of the native rock band Exit. A true pioneer, Tom used music as a platform for Indigenous voices and justice. We'll revisit his legacy through Exit's powerful songs and share the final recorded interview with Tom, an inspiring conversation that reflects his passion, purpose, and lasting contribution to Native music and culture. Support for Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay comes from TwoBuffalo.MyAmsoil.com.
Looking for a new opportunity? Amsoil, the original in synthetic motor oil, is calling on motivated individuals like you. Become an independent dealer and turn your passion for performance into profit. Visit TwoBuffalo.MyAmsoil.com to learn more. That's TwoBuffalo.MyAmsoil, driven by performance, built for success.
Time to get the show rocking. Let's do it with Exit and Tom B. off of their Silent Warrior album. This is Reservation of Education.
one of them John Wayne movies is painted white. I said I won't tell you that all that green that you see on them John Wayne movies is painted Hollywood white. And it's not right. 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 It's a reservation of education. It's a reservation of education. It's a reservation. It's a reservation of education. I'm sure when you were young that you played a game called Cowboys and Indians. I said I'm sure when you were young that you played a game called Cowboys and Indians. But you're all grown up now, but you're still playing a game, but only now it's called
music from Exit with Tom B. We have his last recorded interview. We're going to be playing that in about 25 minutes, so hang in there with us. All right, here we go. Music now from Blue Mountain Tribe. Pray for our planet. I'm Larry Kay. We are IndigenousInMusic.com.
Something well as music from Lalee. Head down to Nashville. Here's Crystal Shawanda, Not Your Baby.
I'm not your baby. You don't. We should have been loving, and now I'm leaving this crib. Keep all the toys, I don't need little boys, and don't want none of your limb. Think I would crawl, break down and fall. Man, you're out of your mind. I don't need no daddy, I can fall the way I just fall. I'm not your baby. You don't rock me no more. But give me my bottle and away to the door. You saw the shit coming, you're finally getting away. Don't hold your sad story and say that you're sorry. I've run out of reasons to stay. You could believe it, so now I'm leaving. And don't try to turn it around. Check yourself, I've had enough. And you can drag me down. I'm not your baby.
me crawling under. You got me crawling down. You got me sinking so low for you. You got me crawling under. You got me crawling down. You got me sinking away, 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 away. Said I don't want it. Said I don't need it. Said you're going down. But I want you bad and I'm oh so mad. Got me crawling round. Just what I'd find. Walls come down, ends up, drop down. No place left to hide.
That was, music all the way from Detroit. Jessica Hernandez and the Deltas. All right, up to Maine. Here's Janelle Monáe. Praise to the faithful. I'm Larry K.
Why are the faithful taking my last word?
IndigenousInMusic.com. Soda Stereo. All the way from Argentina. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, we're going to have the last interview with Tom B. We'll be right back. We are the music makers, bringing the music that makes you feel good. We are IndigenousInMusic.com.
Indigenous in Music is on the go. Take us along on your next vacation and let us take you on a musical journey, all while you relax on the beach. Find us on your smart speaker. Just say it out loud. Indigenous in Music with Larry K. And let the party begin.
Indigenous in Music now accepts property donations. Donate houses or buildings and receive a valuable tax write-off. Support the growth of our radio programming, art gallery, and more. Visit IndigenousInMusic.com today and learn how to donate your property.
On today's show, we're honored to bring you one of the last interviews recorded with the late Tom B. in 2024. It was a privilege to have him on the show and learn about his remarkable journey, from founding the native band Exit to initially managing the band before stepping into the role of lead singer. Exit made history as the first Native American band to sign with a major record label, and Tom's extraordinary career later earned him 2 Grammy Awards. Enjoy our interview with Tom. From the Say Magazine studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight interview. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, we welcome from Gallup, New Mexico, Tom B. is in the house. 2-time Grammy-winning producer, entrepreneur, and founder of the native rock and roll band Exit since 1970. 14 albums. This guy is brewing some history. It's his first visit. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. Tom B. Hi, Tom. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Larry. How's it going up there?
I'm doing well. I'm over here in Sarasota, Florida. The sun is shining. Boy, it's like 90
that warm sunshine, huh?
90 degrees. What's it like over there? New Mexico.
Well, right now, it's kind of cold and a little bit of windy. In fact, real windy out there.
Wow, wow. Well, I'm happy to have you on the show. I've been jamming to your music all day. Good stuff.
Yeah, I've actually been... listening to your station for a while now. It's very interesting and very cool.
Nice.
Very enjoyable. And yeah. Needed. Much needed.
Yes, yes. I just got done watching your Mystic Lake Casino concert, and boy, that made my day. I loved it.
Yeah, that was quite an event back in 2000. It seems like it was just yesterday, but time goes by.
I know you were mentioning it was your 30th anniversary. No, that was 20 years ago. So, bam, here we are, 50 years later. Salute.
Yeah.
Well, we have lots of listeners. So, why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself and your musical journey and how it all started, and then we'll jump into the music. So, go ahead and hit the stage, Tom.
Well, my musical journey, so to speak, started back in when I was 15 years old. And from Gallup, New Mexico, I took my first trip be a Greyhound bus.
Wow.
And a nice big stack left by my mama, and headed out to Hollywood to try to be a rock and roll singer, a star, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And, just like, yeah. And so that was my first attempt, you know, to try to be in the music business. And why I chose that is another story. But I mean, especially coming from that rural reservation border town Gallup, to want to be in the music business is really unheard of.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Especially back then, you know.
Yeah. Now, you were one of the first Native bands to sign with a major record label. That was the ticket back then. Now, today, everybody's independent. What are your thoughts on record labels today?
Yeah, we were signed, actually, to Motown back in 1969, actually. And then first record was recorded in 1970 at the Motown Hitsville Studio in Detroit. And we were one of the last groups to actually record in that studio, which is a very historic studio now. It's been made into a museum.
You played with some of the top rock bands also. ZZ Top, Joe Cocker, the Beach Boys. Now, how cool was that? What did that feel like to play in front of those large crowds?
Well, it was, quite interesting because it was basically all new to us at that time as far as with the major artists, you know.
Right.
Obviously, we did a lot of concerts here and there and around the country, but, to be able to be on the show with headliners.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. Yeah.
And then I was reading you were toured Europe. That must have been a blast.
Yeah, well, it's kind of interesting because when we went to Italy, that was a stop. The record company that represented Motown in Europe wanted us there because to continue to promote the album because it was taking off in Europe big time. And then at the same time, we were getting ready to record a second album because they were putting pressure on us, meaning the record company, to start a second album plus go on a tour to Europe there.
Uh-huh.
So it was kind of a hectic time. And during that time, the original lead singer of Exit, because at that time I was the manager, the booking agent, and songwriter, lyricist. And so
you're busy.
The original lead singer dropped out of the band after about maybe 6 or 7 months after Planet Redman was released. I'd say about 6 months. And I auditioned quite a few other people to try to fill that position. It was getting down to the nitty gritty because we had to go on the road and we were having to prepare for a second album. So I believe it was our drummer that said, well, you know, you used to be a solo singer. Why don't you just do it because you know what we want?
Sure.
So that's how I became the lead singer of Exit after that. So it's kind of a complicated, you know, but that's actually how it happened. You know?
And you jumped right in. That's so cool.
And first of all, the reason why we even got assigned to Motown is because in one of our trips to Los Angeles, in fact, that's when we were on the stage with the Beach Boys in California. Most of the guys had not been out to L.A. before, and certainly not the beach.
Right.
So we went out there for that concert, and we got there with a big U-Haul, and I left them off at the beach, and then I said, I'm going to go and leave off some demo tapes at the record companies while we're here.
Right.
So I left off some demo tapes, and we did a concert and came back home. And about 2 or 3 weeks later, I got a call from a producer at Motown that said, you left off a demo tape a few weeks back? And I said, yeah, I think I did. And he said, well, there's a song on there we'd like to record with a Jackson 5.
Right on.
And so I said, what's keeping you? You know? So the next day, they flew a person from the Pepsi company to sign a contract for that song. And that was at the same time that Motown was starting their label called Rare Earth, which was for non-black artists. And they started, they introduced that label using a group, a white R&B group from Detroit called Rare Earth.
Mm-hmm.
They actually weren't really called Rare Earth, but they had them use that name to launch the label.
Sure.
So from that point on, they were known as Rare Earth, but they had nothing to do with the ownership of the label. And then they signed us as the second artist, I mean group, I should say, or artist on that label. And that's how we became on the Motown label. And then Plight of the Redman was born.
Right.
Which was
on
an album that needed to be, that album needed to be heard. It needed to be recorded. It was basically the gospel of the American Indian according to the truth. And sometimes the truth hurts. But, you know, I think just like Russell Means told me,
mm-hmm.
that album was way ahead of its time. You know, so
yes.
I just have to agree in some ways, you know, because other people were not ready for any type of message,
mm-hmm.
and particularly the government or, you know, America wasn't ready for that message.
Yeah. And then you started a record company, Sound of American Records.
Well, years later, after the exit thing started dying down, you know, I did start a label years later after the exit thing started dying down. Some of the original members were dropping out one by one.
Mm-hmm.
And I recruited other players to just kind of keep it alive for as long as possible. And finally, I knew that, you know, that it was coming to an end, and you have to realize that.
Yeah.
So I had so much experience in the music business. I felt maybe I should start a label to introduce other Native artists to the public, to the world, actually.
Right.
And I started by basically securing the rights for Motown for Plight of the Redman and Son of Warrior. And those were the first two albums that I released on the Source Sound of America record. That's what
cool.
launched the label. And then from there, of course, I recorded a bunch of stuff with other artists from across the country, and that's how SOAR was born. And we kept that label going for a good 25 years. And you know, we had success with a lot of ups and downs, and
mm-hmm.
and also, you know, just like anything else, you also have to throw in controversy. You know,
yeah,
it's just a crazy business.
Sure.
It's a crazy business.
Yeah. So you still keep track of rock bands today, Native rock bands?
Well, I try, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm impressed with the fact that so many young people are into the arts, music, films,
yeah.
et cetera, and they're really now into what's available to them from a technical standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
They're very into technology, and that really impresses me, because I see a lot of artists out there getting involved independently. Because see,
yep.
really, nowadays, you really don't need a label, per se.
Mm-hmm.
You can basically expose yourself and market yourself all over the place.
Sure.
Via internet, you know?
Yep.
And so that's what a lot of these artists are doing. And that was not available to artists back then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were just on your own, and you did what you could to get noticed, you know?
Right.
But now, I mean, today... But now, you know, obviously, a lot of these independent labels, once that they get recognized and they start getting a lot of notoriety, then these major labels will still step in and offer them a contract.
Yep.
But in the beginning, I think what they do, meaning the major labels, is they kind of sit back and see exactly and view the entire landscape of what's going on in the music business around the world, you know, not just
yeah.
here in America, but around the world.
Yep.
Because of the internet is around the world, you know, so they're more hip to what's going on in the music industry with young people nowadays. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, it's a whole different ballgame. I mean,
yep.
music business has changed tremendously. It's not what it used to be, you know?
Right. So I was reading, you're a Namester. You still a Namester?
Well, in my heart, I still, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Namester, too.
Riding the water pony, you know?
Cool.
Still riding that water pony, you know?
Yeah, and the struggle continues. Yes.
The struggle continues, yes.
Tom, any advice for up-and-coming musicians that are trying to get into the music scene today?
Well, here's what I tell a lot of young people nowadays when I see them, first of all, don't ever let your dreams die, because dreamers make the world go round. Dreamers keep it spinning, but you can't be a dreamer unless you're a doer.
There you go. Good advice. I love it.
Yeah.
Tom,
I think.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's that?
Oh, I'm listening. Go ahead.
And I'm also, I'm also very spiritual person. So, I believe in the Creator. I believe in higher power. And so, I've always let that be kind of a guiding light to what I do in all my decisions that I make, So I'm very happy with myself now.
Good.
I don't really have to prove anything anymore. I think, it's all out there,
Yep.
And I've done my best to help Native artists in the music industry to get exposed and get out there and showcase what they have. But when all is said and done, what's really sad, so many of these artists, because they aren't experienced, they don't really appreciate all the hard work that you do for them, and that kind of makes me sad, because you really work hard and not easy, it's very difficult, especially with all the racism and everything else that you have to fight all along the way. Soar had to fight the retail outlets, distributors, etc., just to get them to listen to our records, and to bring our CDs into the retail stores. It was a battle, and artists think, it's easy, and when all said and done, I found in the artists, not all of them, but so many of them don't really appreciate the work you do for them. And that kind of stabbed me, and kind of one of the reasons why I think that I decided to close the label.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tom, congratulations for all your hard work you have done and being a positive role model for our youth. I'm very happy. Salute.
And thank you very much for having me on the show. I appreciate it. And God bless everybody.
Yes. Tom, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
It's tomb777@gmail.com.
There we go. Thank you. Today we're talking with Tom B., founding member of the Native rock and roll band Exit. You can read all about Tom and Exit on our website at indigenousandmusic.com. Tom, great to have you on the show. We're going to have to spend more
thank
time
you,
with you.
Keep in touch.
Yeah.
Keep in touch.
Oh, yeah. Tom, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
We're going to play you a track from Exit. Here is Writing Song, Reservation Cowboy.
I've been to South Dakota. I've been to Arizona. I've been to Minnesota. And I've been to Oklahoma. I've been to Montana.
That's music from Tom B and his band Exit. That's Reservation Cowboy off the self-titled album. Hope you're enjoying today's show. If you missed part of it, you can always find us at our homepage at indigenousinmusicandarts.org. Stop on over.
Welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Support for Indigenous in Music with Larry K comes from tobuffalo.myamsoil.com.
Support your community while building your future. AmSoil is more than top-tier synthetic oil. It's a chance to start and grow a business on your terms. As a local dealer, you'll offer trusted products and real value. Learn more at tobuffalo.myamsoil.com. Find out today at tobuffalo.myamsoil.com.
Music now from Chances. This is Fire to Go.
Places on a lot of places.
Music from Chance's Fire to Go. I'm Larry Kay. I hope you're enjoying today's show. Music with Tom B and Exit. Special show today.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
So now it's time to head back to the Save Magazine studios in sunny Bradenton, Florida, for one more hour of Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay.